getting to know you, getting to know more about you. Mike McCarthy introduced four members of his coaching staff today. Two are new to Green Bay, while two others have new responsibilities.
From the latter category, Luke Getsy goes from offensive quality control to wide receivers coach. His group will be looking to rebound from a subpar season, but it is getting Jordy Nelson and Ty Montgomery back, and in a change from last year, a coach whose only focus is the wide receivers.
This offense, the way this thing runs, it's through the quarterback, and so them being in that room is a good experience, I think, for them. And we're gonna build on that. We're not gonna run away from that. We're just gonna have a little bit different setup, and I'm gonna be able to be there for each individual a little bit more.
Another rising star earning a promotion, David Rye, who moves from coaching administrator to assistant offensive line coach. He's worked with James Campen and company plenty in the past, and his new opportunity is no accident, not with Mike McCarthy running the show.
When you work for him, you're going to learn from him. He's going to push you. You know, he's going to challenge you every day, and it brings out the best in you.
Ben Sermons comes to the Packers from the Rams and will coach the running backs, and that means getting Eddie Lacy back on track. Ben has already talked to Eddie, and Eddie is already getting back on track.
One thing I do know is that he's working his tail off. It's important to him, you know, to play at a great level. So I do know he's working his tail off.
Another newcomer is Brian Angelico, a former Browns assistant who will mentor the tight ends. Of course, Richard Rodgers was on the receiving end of the NFL's Play of the Year, but just 2 years in, he remains a work in progress. Good news. In Cleveland, Gary Barnage went from journeyman to Pro Bowler under Angelico, and he's more than ready to work some of that same coaching magic in Green Bay.
I mean, it's the Packers. It's obviously a great franchise. It's extremely well-respected throughout the league. An opportunity to come and be a part of this organization was exciting.
The Green Bay Packers held in very high esteem throughout the National Football League. Larry McCarron, Packers.com.